Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Sunday morning
at 8:30 a.m. Join us for our live worship experience right here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministry. And we are located, amen, at 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 111, Cocoa, Florida. Once again, that is 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 111. For those of you who are in the Brevard County area, for those of you who are outside of the Brevard County area, please go to our website, www.brevard.org. Webpage, click on the media tab, as well as, you can also leave your prayer requests there, as well as if you would love to become a vision partner with this ministry, helping us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Amen. All that information is there, top of our page, the media tab, as well as the contact us page. Amen. Those are the quick announcements for this morning, and let everyone know, listen, we got a Facebook page, like us there. To find us on the Christ the King Redemptive Ministry or Women of Prophetic Destiny. Amen. That is all for that. Let's pray, and then let's get right into the praise and worship. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we bless you, and we thank you, and we glorify your name in this house. God, we give you everything that we have on this morning. We thank you and bless you for a new day. We thank you and bless you for a new beginning, God, that you have given us. God, we just magnify and we glorify your name in this house. We, your people, just come magnifying, worshiping you. We, your people, come bowing before you. We, your people, come to the throne of grace on this morning, asking that you would have your way in each and every one of us. And as you're doing that, Father, we're asking that you would complete the mighty work that you have preordained for us in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would give each and every one of us strength, God, to complete the work that you have assigned for us to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Even now, God, as we, your people, come, we ask that you would forgive us and wash us for all of our sins. God, cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness and all of our iniquity, God. Wash our hearts, make us white as snow, wash us in the blood of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you for all that you are doing in us and through us in the matchless name of Jesus. Father, even now, we just invite your anointing, your presence, your glory in Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. God, we invite you, your presence in this place, in the praise and worship. God, in every part of this service, we invite you and ask that you would have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Move as you want to move and as only you know how to in Jesus' name. God, we worship and magnify you and we lift your name up in this house. Father, there is no one else like our God. There's nobody else like our King. God, we just worship you and magnify you, God. Even as we begin to sing, God, unto you, let our hands be purified and our hearts be made clean before you in Jesus' name. God, even now we ask that you would just begin to speak forth through the man of God on this morning. God, let him bring forth revelation. Let him bring forth the anointing. God, let us not see him, but let us see the Christ in him in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, begin to stir up in us the will to do your will. Begin to stir up in us, God, that we will not quit in this season, but that we will continue to push forward, God, and realize and recognize that our purpose matters. Our purpose matters in the kingdom. Our purpose matters in you, God. And, Father, we just thank you and glorify you and praise your holy name. Even now, God, I ask that you will begin to shift our minds on this morning. Give us a paradigm shift in the spirit and in the natural. Oh, God, shift our hearts even now, Father, that we will no longer see things as we've been looking at them, that we will no longer view things at a ground level, but that we will begin to see things from an aerial view in the name of Jesus. God, right now, as you begin to shift our hearts and our minds this day, spiritually as well as naturally, God, that we will no longer begin to speak and view things and hear things as we have before, but that we will begin to hear, see, and speak things by the Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you for all that you've done. Open up our spiritual ears this morning that we will begin to hear, God, what you have to say unto us. You said, deep calleth unto the deep. It's time for us to launch out, God. It's time for us to launch out in the deep things, God. It's time for us to come out of the shallow ends. It's time for us to begin to swim and begin to dive deep into the kingdom, into the secrets, into the mysteries of the kingdom. God, we bless your holy name as you prepare us for what is coming, as you prepare us
for this next season, as you prepare us for this next wave of glory that is coming. We magnify and we glorify you, God, even now. By God, I'm asking that you would begin to even change our desires as we begin to pray, that it's no longer about me and my and us, but that we begin to pray for those things that are in the kingdom, that we would begin to pray with your heart, your will, your mind, your purpose, in mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, even now, raise up the intercessors, the prayer warriors. Raise up the fivefold ministries, God. Pull them out of the caves and the dark places, Father, as they begin to thrust forth, God, that they will thrust forth in power and anointing with the fire of God in their mouth and the word in their hearts. Oh, God, even now that we will no longer be distracted by the enemy, God, that we will no longer be distracted by our emotions, that we will no longer be distracted about things around us, but that we will stay focused in the kingdom, that we will stay focused in this season like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, now we praise your name and we glorify your name. We thank you for the favor that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for where our feet are going, God. We thank you for leading us to the right places. We thank you for your favor, your might, and your glory and strength. We ask all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we glorify you, we lift you up, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. There is none like you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We magnify you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, let us make our bold with God this morning, giving him praise and honor. Glory and power belongs to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you know that all praise belongs to him? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Help me praise the Lord on today. Hallelujah. The Lord is high above the heavens, and his glory above the nations. The Lord is high above the heavens, and his glory above the nations. Oh, the Lord is high above the heavens, and his glory above the nations. The Lord is high above the heavens, and his glory above the nations. Give God the highest praise, acknowledge him always, and all the people sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Oh, the Lord is high above the heavens.
Lord is high above the heavens.
And his glory above the nations.
And his glory above the nations.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
Lord is high above the heavens.
And his glory above the nations.
And his glory above the nations.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
Lord is high above the heavens.
And his glory above the nations.
And his glory above the nations.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
Lord is high above the heavens.
And his glory above the nations.
And his glory above the nations.
Give God the highest praise. Acknowledge him always. And all the people sing
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you love to praise the Lord, let me hear you sing, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If the Lord's been good to you, let me hear you sing, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if you love to praise the Lord, let me hear you sing,
yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if the Lord has been good to you, let me hear you. The praise the Lord, let me hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, oh yeah. Yeah. And if the Lord's been good to you, sing a
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And if you love to praise the Lord, say
yeah.
Oh, oh yeah. Yeah. And if the Lord's been good to you, sing
yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh. God, hallelujah.
Come on, clap your hands before the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Hallelujah.
Come on. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
That the Lord has made.
I will
rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it.
Oh,
this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
That the Lord has made.
I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it.
Oh,
this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day
that the Lord
has made.
Oh, I will rejoice
this day with thanksgiving song in my heart.
And I will
enter his court with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made.
I will
rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Thank you. How many of you are glad today? Hallelujah.
Glory,
the Lord has made us glad today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you know, in spite of everything that goes on in our lives, God is still able to do what His Word says do? If you align yourself with the Word of God and obedience to what He says, He's able to do anything. He will do anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you, that worketh in you. God is able to do just what He said He will do.
Give up on God, 'cause He won't give up on you. We're just going to sing a little of it. Though the storm may rise and strong wind may blow, and sometimes you feel that you alone. Situations have you bound. No solution can be found. Your every pain you feel, your every cry.
Thank you. 7 p.m. Prophetic Atmosphere, and
every Friday, 7 p.m. You can send me ministry, known as JAM, J-A-M. Amen. So come in with the praise and worship. Next voice that you will hear coming forth at the pulpit, amen, the word of God is none other than Apostle Christopher McQueen. Let us receive him.
Hallelujah. Come on, give God a praise all over the building. Amen, amen. Bring it down just like you a little bit more. There we go. Amen. Come on, give God a praise. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and tell them that the Lord is in his holy temple. Since he's here, I just have one question for you. Since the Lord is here, do you have a praise for him?
Hallelujah.
Come on, open up your mouth and give him a praise. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Lord. Jesus. This morning, I got flag glass. Y'all got to forgive me a little bit. I'm just thinking about his goodness. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm just thinking about it. You have to understand that the enemy of your soul would have you be silent in times like this, knowing good and well that it is the goodness, the greatness, the mercy of God, amen, that is upon his people. And it is in these atmospheres that miracles, signs, and wonders manifest. Look at your neighbor and just say, it manifests here. Amen. Now, just to be outdone, I just want to, you know, remind you that we are in the season of giving. Amen. We start off the season of giving with thanksgiving. How many of you are grateful to God? You're talking about really grateful. I'm not talking about this stuff that we talk about. I'm so grateful, but then we get mad because something didn't go our way. I'm talking about real thanksgiving. Amen. A real thanksgiving will challenge your common sense because you'll be saying, I know what you did before and I don't know why I'm going to give to you. I just feel compelled to do so. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, God loved us so much. Even knowing about us, he still sent his son. And his son, knowing all that about us, still died for us. Amen. Amen. Aren't you glad about it? How many of you are really glad about it? Amen. Now, this morning, I want to do a few things. We want to get into this word, sure enough. Amen. But we also want to make sure that we are focusing, if you will, on the things that God is speaking to. Amen. Knowing that he has a plan and a purpose for our lives. We don't want to take it for granted that in this season where people are losing their lives, that God spared us. The people who are losing their lives because there are people who are hurt and depressed and despondent, who not just for themselves, but because they feel that the pain is so much that they don't want their family and their friends to go out the same way. What they do is they begin to, What they do is they begin to take them out as well. Just reading this morning over at Nordstrom's in Chicago, boyfriend Dosa, while everybody's doing their Black Friday sale, will he runs in, sees his girlfriend, takes her life, and then takes the phone. Say, Nordstrom, obviously she had good taste, living at a lifestyle where it allows him to stop it. Yet still, look at your neighbor and say, money can't buy you love. We find then that there's so many people running after wealth, riches, they'll find that, but they won't find peace and happiness. And if you have simply, God has already blessed you. Amen. Let's look at your neighbor and ask him, has the Lord blessed you? No, I'm blessed. Thank God for my family. Amen. And my wife, my son, grandson, and all my spiritual table, something special. Amen. Some of them keep me on my toes more than others. Bless his name. But after all is said and done, we're all here together. Look at your neighbor and say, thank God for you, you, and you. Come on, give God a praise. I say give God a praise. Thank you for that wonderful applause. Thank you for that louder applause. But I say give God a praise. Hallelujah. Now, that's good because that allows me then to begin to work on what we're going to minister this morning. And one of the things that we have to always do is remember that God called us to be praised. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I was created to praise. Say it again, I was created to praise him. Now, go to, if you will, John 4 and 23. Then we're going to go to Psalm 34 1. And we're going to walk a little bit this morning. Amen? Amen. Because what's happening is we've become so common with God that we forgot that this is not about us. Amen. My question this morning is, do I have any praise to sing here? If I got praise to sing here, all praises make some noise. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Come on, all the praises make some noise. All right. See, the thing is that we talk about real praisers making noise, but when I said, come on, everybody, give God a praise, I heard, but nothing proceeded out the mouth. And look at your neighbor and say, your praise has to come out of you. The thing is that we're missing that come out of you part. Now, look at this. When we talk about come out, Jesus was saying come out when he was casting out demons. But sometimes you have to have something come out of you for it to manifest. Amen? And what comes out of you when you open up your mouth and you begin to give God his praise, what comes out of you is simply life. Look at your neighbor and say, life. Come on, say it again, life. Your purpose in creation is to be a praise. And through that praise, God gets the glory. Amen. And because we love him, that praise and the glory that we seek to give him leads us into worship. Okay? So as we begin to go into each and every one of those aspects, we begin to go up another level. So we get to a place where we can worship God, amen, or on a different level. I'm trying to help somebody right now because if you're going to go out of 2014 into 2015 and you're going to have power as you do so, you're going to have to leave some old habits behind, but you got to pick up some new ones so that the vacuum there isn't filled with some other folly or foolishness. Amen. See, the thing is when something is cast out, it leaves a void. And something has to fill that void. And if it's not the purpose of God, the enemy comes in and tries to find something else to put there. Look here now, because you have to understand that when a demon is cast out, when the spirit is cast out, it goes into dry and arid places. Being tormented, it comes back, finds the vessel of the house swept and clean, and it brings with it seven greater than itself. Now, my question to you is, if that spirit was there, listen now, if the spirit was there and it was cast out, it only had room for that spirit. When it was cleaned out, It has not room for itself in something greater than itself. Y'all see that? So what the enemy does is he comes in to fill up the void. And the latter state, the scripture says, is worse than the former state. Y'all see it? Because when you are emptying out everything, fasting and praying and asking God to help you, and he begins to sweep out your house and clean out stuff, and you don't put in Jesus, you don't put in the word of God, you don't put in the praise and the worship, you don't get on your knees, you don't get before his face, then what happens is that void has to be filled, and the enemy of your soul has a plan for you. Y'all didn't know that. Look at your neighbor and say, the enemy has a plan for you. Don't think that God is the only one that got a plan for your life. The enemy knows that if he can supersede God's plan, then he got your soul. So he comes to you to use the skill set that God has placed inside of you to use it against you and against the kingdom of God. So it'll work for a little while. But after you made your decision and you step off that cliff and on your way down, he'll let the blinder fly off, probably from the turbulence of the fall. So now you can clearly see what's going on. And as you see what's going on, the first thing that happens is you recognize and realize that your situation is hopeless. How many of you have stepped off the cliff before? Enemy told you that this is it. And on your way down after that bad decision, you cried out, Lord, help me. And he reached down and caught you. He was the parachute that caught you. Look at somebody and say, thank God for Jesus. Why am I saying that? I want you to know that no matter how bad it looks, it is not totally done. Amen. It ain't over till God says it's over. Look at your neighbor and say, it ain't over yet. Come on, tell them again, it's not over yet. Don't cast away your hope. Don't give up. Don't sit down. Don't walk away from it. God did not tell you to let it go yet. Don't give up. Amen. Let's look at this. John 4:23. But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Now, we've been working here, but I want to begin to talk about not just the worship, but the praise that leads us to the worship. Amen? If you don't know what praising God is, then you'll have a hard time worshiping him. Let me say that again. If you don't know what praising God is, then you'll have a hard time worshiping. Worship is like praise on crack. Do you understand? Let me tell you, we got so high in our praise and praising God that it transitioned into, it shifted into something else. We were praising him until we couldn't jump enough, we couldn't say enough, and pretty soon the tears flowed and we just... Now we just in his presence and we just something on. That's when your praise goes from just praising him into a work. You see that? But if you're so in control of yourself that you won't allow yourself to praise God at that level, you'll never transition into a worship. Somebody hear what I'm saying? Look at your neighbor and say, we got to get to this. I said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm waiting for the day when we can come together as a people and just worship the King without reservation. Huh? It seems as if we have lost the ability to worship. We have become meeting places with formats and programs and agenda. It seems as if we have lost the ability to allow the Holy Spirit to flow. When we come together, we can hardly get into the praise and the worship, waiting to get to the next part of the service. Come in looking at the clock, talking about, well, you know, we only got so much time that we're going to be on the air. Listen, I don't care if we get in here and it shifts and we just praise God and we worship on him and it takes up all of our broadcast time. We're just extending time. Amen? Amen? But God has to get all of his glory out of our lives. So we can't be so formatted that we forget that it's for him that we're here. Huh? It says, if you feel that you hold up the service, if you
let the spirit have its way. You know the feeling. I want to lose myself in worship, but I don't want to hold up. We got something to do. Amen. You may have felt like going in, but you were afraid that someone was going to look at you funny. Sometimes with those that are looking at funny need to go in the furthest. Amen. Or make fun of you in your shout. Listen, let me tell you something. I don't have a Hammond organ because I just like how it sounds. I got a Hammond organ because every once in a while we need to use it in praising God. And that means every once in a while somebody needs to be moving. Amen. Somebody needs to be acting up. Amen. Somebody needs to be walking around and loosening their mind or whatever it is. But we just can't have an organ do that again. That looks and sounds like that, huh? And we just said, ooh, that's a nice chord progression you play. Look at your neighbor and say, we got to give God his praise. Now somebody give God his praise right there. Hallelujah. Yeah. You're afraid somebody's going to look at your shout, but instead of opening up your mouth, you started looking at everything as if I make too much noise, somebody going to later on talk about, you see how you're going to set up your hands. If you say hallelujah, somebody later on going to be like, hallelujah, I saw you. Huh? So what we do is we go, hallelujah. I gave him his praise. Look at your neighbor and say, you ain't gave him no praise. So come here, dear. Come here real quick. I'm married to prophetess, and I tell her I love her. I go, love you. Do y'all believe that I really love her? Did that look real? How you think your praise looks to God? When you say I love you, whew. One more. What am I saying? I'm saying there is something about praising God that leads you into wanting to praise him more. That leads you into wanting to praise him more. And eventually you get to a place where you don't care how your hands just blew up. You don't care how you... You look ugly praising God, but guess what? While you looking ugly, something beautiful is happening in the spirit. Look at your neighbor and say, we need to learn how to praise him. They're going to look at you funny. They may make fun of you. They may look at how you shout. You may have felt like opening up, but your mouth was quiet when you should have been shabbatting the Lord. Do y'all know what a Shabbat praise is? A Shabbat praise is when you just open up your mouth and take a deep breath and everything in you comes out in a praise. It's like, hallelujah! Sometimes you can't say hallelujah. You just have to go, oh! But it's given to God in such a way where heaven interprets that as a praise. Everybody right now, Shabbat the Lord. Yeah! 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 So what happens is you may have felt like just opening up your mouth, but you didn't want to cause a distraction. If you allow your voice to be heard, praising the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, look at your neighbor and just tell them, we can't go forward until we worship Christ the King. Let me tell you why this is important. Maybe someone was waiting on you to open your mouth and make a joyful noise. Maybe they were waiting for the right time to Shabbat the Lord. Maybe they were waiting for a dance or a shout to erupt. They didn't go behind the veil because you didn't go. See, as we're in his presence, we learn how to progress together. The Psalms, the book of Psalms, were songs that they sang as they began their journey. They culminated as they reached Jerusalem, which means that their praise progressed. But their praise progressed together. Y'all see that? So we have to understand that if we're going to go forward in God, if we're going to get up to that next level corporately, we have to do so, amen, as God has given us the ability to do it. Look at your neighbor and say, let us go together. Come on, say it again. Let us go together. So when we look at this hour coming in, now is when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. God is looking for your spirit to be right. We'll know your spirit is right because your spirit is connected to him. Amen? And we know the truth because when you really love him, you're not afraid to show it. Song was out back in the, I guess it was the 80s, talking about secret lovers. That's what we are, trying hard to hide the way we feel. And some of you come to church with that same mentality. You come in talking about you love the Lord and you sold out and dedicated to him. I am sold out. My mind is made up. Like, because when it comes down to your worship and your praise coming forth, you can't open up your mouth worrying about folks. You secretly love him. But I'm looking for those who will love him out loud. I'm looking for those who will love him on purpose. Amen? Look at your neighbor and just ask them, do you love him for real? When we begin to do this, that's why we begin to go behind the veil. That's why everybody can't go behind the veil. This scripture here lets us know that the Lord, the Father, is seeking to worship her. He's looking for them. Amen? And he's not going to find them, amen, in front of the veil. He's going to find them behind the veil. Look at your neighbor and say, can you go behind the veil? Now, be careful now because I'm asking a question, and I want you to know that before you can go behind the veil, you have to know where the veil is. Some of y'all going behind veils that ain't in the temple of God. Then your worship becomes a paganistic exercise instead of a godly worship. Amen? Even if it is a godly worship, it's a small G and not a big G. Those of you who know understand what I'm saying. Listen to this. I will enter his gate with his gift. Enter his court. With praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. See, now what happens is Thanksgiving, we just passed Thanksgiving. Amen. And people were thanking God for the turkey, thanking God for the cranberry sauce, thanking God for the dressing, thank God for grandma's apple pie, and thanking God for the peach cobbler that Aunt Susie May made. You know, and all the rest of that stuff. We were thanking God for a whole lot of stuff that was fleshly, and after you consumed it, it was gone. But we fail to thank God for the things that linger and remain. So you didn't think about the fact that you ate something and you could taste it because the Lord spoke life into your body. There are people who eat food but can't taste it. People who can't smell the fragrance of the flower because even though they have a nose and they're breathing, their sense of smell is it. People who can't digest food, so it has to be fed to them in the tube. Y'all see what I'm saying? Yet still, nobody thank God for that. You didn't thank God for the small things. You thank God for those satisfying things. Kind of kills you off to understand that we are, our focus is off when it comes down to these things. God is trying to get us to focus and lock in on him. Amen? I find that too many things happen with those of us who should be worshiping him. We can't worship him while we put everything else in our mouth. Amen? We have to learn how to do what he called us to do by focusing on the one who called us to do. Amen. Look right here. That's why you You have to learn how to go in for yourself sometimes. Look at the veil and those who should be leading you into behind it. Focus may be off. And just like the preacher, you can't look at the preacher and judge your Christianity based on their life. Everyone must work out their own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, don't let anybody take you to hell. We don't want to preach about hell anymore. I know I wish I could go there. But let me just say this. Hell is real, and so is heaven. We want to believe in angels and heaven and all the rest of that. But if there are angels, there are demons. And if there's a heaven, there's a hell. And if there's a God, there's a devil. Amen? You need to know all these things. But greater than that, you need to learn how to go in for yourself. Praisers learn how to praise God through adversity. Let me say that again. Praisers learn how to praise God through their they go through, and while they're in the midst of the storm, they say stuff. Give me this Psalm 34:1. They say things like this. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. What are you saying? That every day that I live is not a great day. How many of you have had some pretty bad days in your life? Raise your hand, because you know that there are days you had a test and you couldn't pass nothing. There are days when you dressed up good and somebody splashed you on the way to school. Whatever it was, your day didn't turn out like you thought it was. And as you got to the end of that day, you said, Lord, I'm so glad this day is behind me. See, that song says, I've had some good days and I've had some hills to climb. I had some happy days. Listen, there are some days that don't look so good, some situations that will not touch you in the best of ways. You live on if you haven't had a day like that, and see if eventually, if it don't turn you upside down eventually. You go out the door this way, but you come back on your hands. You run out the door looking good, but you crawling back on your hands and knees. Go out the door with the best of intentions, but come back beat down mentally, stressed out, frustrated. But look at what he says here, because if anybody could say any of those things, here is David. David's in the house of Saul, and he's been anointed by Samuel to be king before he even gets there. But he shows up at Saul's house, and while he's there, he gets accused. He gets javelins thrown at him, gets spears and things. He is falsely accused. He fears for his life. He's running away. He had some bad days. That's why I'm upset if people tell you that once you get saved, nothing bad will ever happen to you. No, no. Some things are going to happen to you, but your ability to deal with it rests in your assurance that no thing that happens to you will be a bad thing as long as God is in charge. Huh? And this we know, that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, to the called according to his purpose. Huh? When you love him and you're the called according to his purpose, it has to be good. What makes it good? What David says here, I will bless the Lord at all times. So when they spit in your face, bless the Lord. When they talked about you, bless the Lord. When your name becomes the catchphrase for the worst joke in the world, bless the Lord. Huh? You walk out the door with a pocket full of money, get robbed on the way, mugged on the way back, stalked, beat up on the way back, and you finally make it inside the house. Thank you, Lord, I'm still alive. Well, I don't understand how you could bless him when everything that you had, I'll make more money. He'll heal this body. But I still got life. Look at your neighbor and say, all you got to do is change your perception on this thing. Somebody give God a praise right there. Hey! Thank you, Jesus. So when we talk about, I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth, You have to understand that blessing the Lord at all the time, at all times keeps your perception clear. It keeps you focused on what's going on. It's like putting on the glasses in the spirit. And no matter what the devil brings to you, you can see it clearly for what it is. As you bless the Lord, he keeps your focus in line. Huh? He keeps your perception intact. Look at your neighbor and say, we need to learn how to praise him. We need to learn how to bless him. Look at what it says here. It says, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. You have to understand that word praise right there is tequila. That's the word, amen. Tequila is glory or praise or a song of praise. It is something that we begin to sing for. Y'all thought praise and worship was just an exercise to see who could sing and keep deep. Who learned how to do all kind of riffs and lock the music and play all, no. This right here is spiritual. Look at your neighbor and say, this is spiritual. Y'all stay with me. Listen, we're going to go into this eventually, and we're going to get into music in the church. Huh? The Bible says the deep call up into the deep. Some people won't be able to understand this because the carnal understanding won't allow them to go down into the spiritual parts of this. But music has the spirit attached to it. There is a resume in the spirit when you begin to play a hymn. When we begin to play Amazing Grace, something about the understanding of the believer, that Amazing Grace is not just a song. It is a spiritual principle and a reality in my life. We begin to sing, I surrender all. Something inside of you just cries all to Jesus, my blessed Savior. See, we left him because we wanted to do new music. And y'all don't understand that new music was really set up so that those who marketed the music could make money off of you singing. This goes back to when we started buying the records and playing them and teaching them to our fight. So as long as they sang it in the church, whoever wrote the song got paid. Record companies decided, you know, we got to get more of this out so we can make more money. So what they did is they began to put more songs out, but they never checked to see if the people, because they didn't really care, if the people singing the songs and writing the songs were really connected to the lyrics of the song. So what we have is people who are singing the words right, writing the words right, but not living the word at all. They'll turn around and just as quick as they lead you into the presence of the Lord with that awesome, wonderful, then you hear them back in the back cussing people out and trying to see who they can sleep with on the way because my hotel room is over at. Y'all ain't got my blank, blank, buddy. I told y'all blank, 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 blank. And you're like, you just let us. The problem was is that they weren't connected. Which brings me to a point right here. Some of you, you have to make sure that your life is connected to your praise. So you're going to give God praise and you're trying to change the atmosphere. But the only atmosphere you stay in is not his. So when you get up to change the atmosphere, your atmosphere comes up. So I just told you that music has the spirit attached to it. And with a praiser, when a praiser begins to sing the song, the presence of the Lord comes because that's the spirit that manifests in them. You see? Now, Beyonce manifesting your, when you start to sing a praise and worship song, you're about to have a birthday. You're about to back it up. You're about to put a ring on. But you're trying to do it for the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, the devil's a lie. You got to learn how to dwell in his presence. Listen, if he inhabits the praise of his people should always be praising him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That means that in your mouth, you should always be in a place in your environment where you can speak forth his praise. So that wherever you are, whatever you're going through, he has the ability to come into your midst and sit there. Huh? Can I talk about the old days just a little bit? remember how it was, the prophets, you know, we know this. Okay, now, what happened is we used to go to different people's houses, and people used to take their television and put those little doily things over them. Y'all know doily things I'm talking about. So you come in and there'd be flowers and everything sitting on something. They had that little doily sitting over it just like this. And on top of it would be all kind of flowers and other stuff. But if they flip that little doily back, you can see that they had a little 25-inch whatever it is TV. And they would push it back in the corner and put a veil over it because they didn't want nobody to know that. Y'all see what I'm saying? And what we have done is we have moved from TV to learning that it's not the TV that's evil. It's what you put on that TV. Huh? So now they have gotten rid of the veil. But if we go to some people's houses, you got the premium package. And you don't watch Encore. You watch HBO and Showtime. And you especially like it at 10 o'clock and later. I ain't thinking it's over here to the panel. What comes on Showtime and all that? But I got it because I like to watch the fight. Stop lying to yourself. If your environment has to be apologized, in order for Jesus or the Holy Spirit to come into it, you in the wrong environment. How can you bless him at all times and his praise continually be in your mouth if your environment ain't correct? Look at your neighbor and say, get it right. Listen what it says here. It says, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. You see that? So on that second verse there, Genesis, on that second verse, amen, it says something that is important. How do I praise the Lord? First of all, you have to learn how to brag on him. Look at your neighbor and say, I have to learn how to brag on God. How can you brag on him if you don't recognize what he has done? You have to learn how to see what he's done and then talk about it. I told you already that praise right there, huh, is praiseworthy actions. What have God done that's praiseworthy? Look at your neighbor and say, he woke me up this morning. So just take a thought right there, because when you took a breath to say, he woke me up this morning, he gave you the ability in your body to take a breath. And if you don't understand how important that is, ask an asthmatic how much a breath is worth. A person who has a hard time breathing. You see the commercial saying, how does COPD feel? When they show the elephant sitting on them, they left. See, your ability to say, I will bless the Lord. I glorify your name. Hallelujah. You take that for granted, but there are people who wish they could get a good breath in to say, help me, Jesus. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. I have to find something that's praiseworthy of him. And when you find that thing that is praiseworthy, you will not let anybody talk to you. I'm looking for us to get to a place where we praise God on such a level that people come over here just to see what is going on with all that noise at Christ the King Redemptive Ministry. I'm a teacher, but we can't be so reserved back that we sit down and just wait on the teacher. I like to be fed. So after you get done being fed, you got to eventually get rid of what you put in. If not, we wouldn't have baskets. Amen? Now, what is the waste that goes up? It's all that filth that you pick up in your life. Amen? So when you come in and you begin to feed on the word, huh? We pull the nutrients out. You see that? But the waste of our life gets pushed out of our life. Amen? Oh, okay. If I'm going to boast on him, if I'm going to talk about him, then I have to allow myself to see what he's doing. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Why the humble? The humble is because there are people who wish that they could say what they could do. But they'll watch you do. They'll watch you say. Praise and worship is something that we have a praise and worship leader. And as they go in before the Lord, then we are compelled to go in before him. You see that? The humble sees you doing it because it takes courage, am I right, to stand up here. Am I right, Prophet? Everybody just can't stand up here like this and look at people. See, that right there does not invoke a praise. But someone standing here saying, come on, magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name. Everybody give God a praise right now. At that moment right there when everybody comes in, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm looking for the day when we can come in and we don't have to provoke you to praise. Your praise will provoke us to take you higher. Musicians understand this principle, and that is that as you begin to sing and go into what we're doing, we begin to go to the next level with it. So am I right? If I'm up here singing and I'm really getting into it, you feel like you got to get into it as well. Am I telling the truth? Let the band be tight and the singer feel like singing. Woo, y'all locked in. They right in it. Let the singer be up here doing something and the band feel like they need to be locked and tight in it. Am I telling the truth? Your praise is just like that. The humble see you and they're glad of you. Why are they glad? Because you're doing something that shows them what they could do. And they gain strength and courage to enter in with them. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. That means that we got to get past this personal thing and realize that it's about all of us. Amen. A praise and worship leader that loses their audience is not a good praise and worship leader because we're supposed to be doing it together. Half of the time, you should be singing and exalting him. And the other part of that time, you need to be talking to the people to make sure that they come along with you. Am I right? Huh? Am I telling the truth? We have to understand here that what God is trying to do for us and what God is trying to give us and what God is trying to bring us to is a place where we understand that that's the healing prayer. The song. That sign. Y'all do know that there's a sound, kingdom sound, right? If y'all know it, say amen. There is a kingdom sound. And the kingdom sound is one that calls this, it's like the trumpet blast. It's like the bugle to the army. It's like the revelry. You understand? When they call cadence, and they begin to get everyone into formation and set the pace and the tone of the march to the battle. That's what all this is. And God is trying to get us to loose that praise. Now, when I just said set the cadence, then you have to understand that your sound, your song, amen, huh, is one that calls heaven's armies to come into formation and begin to move and march towards your problem, your situation. Do you know that if you praise God right, then your week opens up? Your week opens up, and what the enemy plans for your demise, God has already turned around for your good. I want you to understand that your praise will work for you. And when I started this, I said, will the real praises stand up? I asked that question because I want you to know that if you really are praising, something inside of you should stand up and stand with you. Most of the people who knew that civil rights was the right thing and felt strongly about it, it was the people who stood up with greats like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and them. Those were the people who said, I'm not just going to have an opinion about it. I want to do something about it. Amen. Maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sin. Maybe you say, look, I want to be able to praise the Lord like that. I don't know him like that yet. Well, listen, the Bible says if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, then you shall be saved. Being saved is simple. It's simply doing this. Pray with me if you want. Say, Father, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, for salvation in the name of Jesus. If you prayed that prayer, I pray that God leads you to a Bible-believing, a Bible-teaching ministry where you can go on and learn how to live this kingdom lifestyle. Now, let me pray for the rest of you. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we honor you and we praise you. Lord, we ask you to forgive all of our sins. Help us, Lord, to live the life that you called us to. Now, Lord, we pray right now that if there are those in the audience that need healing, deliverance, if they need a miracle or any other thing, Lord, that you will release your angels to minister to the need in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, do it in such a way where only you can get the glory out of it so that the glory goes to you alone. We thank you for it now. We thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders. We thank you for souls being saved. We thank you for deliverance. We pray right now for our brothers and sisters in Pakistan and in Kenya and Nigeria, those that are being persecuted for the sake of Christ. Lord, that you would strengthen them and give them resource, Lord, and help them, Lord, to be able to get the word out so that others will know that it's not about your car and your house and your next level of stuff, but it's about standing up for you and being able to do so with peace in our hearts, that peace of God which surpasses all understanding that guards our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Help us, Lord, to pray for them and then be a blessing and a support to them even as they seek for their lives. In the name of Jesus we pray, and we thank you for it now. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, go to our website, www.cckr.org. There you learn more about us. I pray that you become a vision partner with us and help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen, and along with my wife, Prophetess Crystal McQueen, of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, reminding you that it's God's will for you to live the kingdom lifestyle. We'll see you Thursday night at 7 p.m. for Kingdom Lifestyle. Thursday for Prophetic Atmosphere with Prophetess Crystal McQueen, and then Friday night for our Friday Night Jam, Jesus and Me Ministry, and then next Sunday we'll see you at 8:30 again for the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Worship Experience. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. We're praying for you, and we love you. Come on, let's give God a praise.